The following is the President's speech at Sandusky, Ohio, Tuesday, October 26, 1948.
Guests from the surrounding towns, fellow citizens, fellow Republicans, and my good friends, the Democrats. I want to introduce to you the next congressman from this district, Dwight Blackmore of Greenwich, Ohio. In 1913, the people of this city were honored with the presence of William Howard Taft, then president of this United States. Today, you are honored and have the pleasure, and it is my pleasure and honor to present to you the President of the United States, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy indeed to be here this afternoon. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate this wonderful turnout. I sincerely hope that you'll send Dwight Blackmore to the Congress. We need Democrats in this next Congress to look after the interests of the people. You can't do better than to send Dwight Blackmore to the Congress. I know very well that you're going to elect Frank Lausche governor. And I have it in my bones that you're not going to put a new occupant in the White House. I wish I had a time this afternoon to make an inspection of Sandusky Bay, which is certainly one of the finest natural harbors on the Great Lakes. I've been there before. You know, I believe in doing everything we can to develop our national resources. And I've been fighting throughout my term as president for the St. Lawrence Seaway. I believe the St. Lawrence Seaway would bring a tremendous new boom to ports like Sandusky, and that it would bring great benefits to the whole Middle West. I can't see for myself how any congressman or senator in the Great Lakes region can be against the St. Lawrence Seaway project, because it makes every city on the Great Lakes a seaport. Democratic Party has always believed in building up the resources of the country. We don't stop at just developing natural resources, however. We'll work just as hard to improve the welfare and the well-being of the people who are the greatest natural resource that this country has. We believe that all Americans, wherever their job or whatever their income, wherever they live or whatever their race or creed, are entitled to a good education, good medical care, and a decent place to live. I've been doing everything in my power to raise the level of the health in this country. Each year, about 325,000 Americans die needlessly for lack of proper medical care. I believe there should be a national health program to correct this shocking condition. I also believe that we need a program of federal aid to the state to help them meet the acute crisis in education. We had an education bill that passed the Senate in this last Congress, but the leadership in the House, the Republican leadership in the House, wouldn't let the House vote on that education bill. And I believe very deeply that we must have a comprehensive national housing program to clear away city slums and provide better rural housing and public low-rent housing projects. That bill passed the Senate also. That bill was known as the Taft-Ellender-Wagner bill. It was killed in the House because the leadership wouldn't let the House membership vote on it. I not only believe in these things, I've been fighting for them. And so has the Democratic Party. If there ever was any doubt in anybody's mind about what the Democrats believe in, this campaign has taken care of those doubts. Everybody knows now what we've been doing, because I've been telling them exactly what we've been doing. That's the only way you could find out, because most of the press, 90% of the press, are against me and my administration, so I have to come out and tell you just exactly what I stand for. I've faced at least 6 million people in this United States, and explain to them just exactly how I stand on every fundamental issue before the people today. If you can get the Republican candidate to do that, you're good. He hasn't been able yet to tell anybody what he stands for. There are some papers in this country, however, that give us a fair deal. Just the other day, I saw a copy of a newspaper called Labor, which is published by 15 railroad labor organizations. In this issue of Labor, makes recommendations on which congressmen and which senators to vote for in this election. 92% of the men recommended in that publication, the Railroad Labor newspaper, recommend Democrats. Recommends 92% Democrats. That's not surprising. Working men and women of this country know that the Democratic Party stands for programs that'll benefit them and benefit the country as a whole. The farmer knows that the Democrats stand for programs that'll benefit him. The small businessman and the white-collar worker knows the Democratic Party is their party. If you're interested in government, which will help you build a better Sandusky, and a government that works for all the people and not for just a few big interests, then the best thing for you to do on Election Day is to go to the polls and make no mistake, just vote the Democratic ticket straight, and then you'll be voting for yourselves in your own interests. I believe that's what you're going to do. Now, how'd you like to meet my family? All right. Here's Miss Truman. And here's Margaret.